Yeah, and that Tavik Amadalach, I'd like to learn over the Gemara. We had learned the Gemara without Rashi and Tosfos, just to get the Hemshech of the Gemara. I'd like to learn it over again with Rashi and Tosfos. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Reishonu Ela Kotshim HaNecholim. That's what it says in the Mishnah, there's an Issa Duda Noshem, Rezavke by Kotshim HaNecholim, then there's an Issa Dut, Ava Kotshim She'enam Necholim, means by an Eila, Ein Issa Dut Noyeg Ben. Rav Chiya bar Yosef says there's no Issa Dut by Eila. Rav Yechanan Omar, Echad kotchim ha-necholim, echad kotchim she-ein-necholim, is-sagid noyed behem. That by an oil of the reason is-sagid. Omar ha-fote v'loi pligi. There's no machlekes between Rav Chiya bar Yosef and Rav Yochanan. Ka'am lahal kosei. That was Rav Yochanan said. That is an is-sagid. That Rav Yochanan said that there's an Issa Gid by Oile, that's if he eats the Gid. Kam lahaloisai. That's what Rav Chiya by Yosef said, there's no Issa Gid. I'm speaking about if you're master it on the Mizbeah. What is the Rashi? The Rashi says, Kotchim anecholim, chatos, v'osham, islamim. There is an Issa Gid. The Aina Cholim, Oila. So Rapoche's first Mahalach was Lehal Kaisei Loki Im Ochle. And that's what Rabbi Yechanan is speaking about. Lehaloi Seile Mizbeya. And that's what Rabbi Chiya by Yosef said. But there's no Yisidid by Oila. Lehaloi Seile Mizbeya. Ain Yisidid Meir. So the Aina Lekamon was speak Vila Yechol HaMizbeya. Now, Rashi just said a mouthful. Rashi says the first lotion of Rav Pope is saying that according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, you are allowed to be master a git alone. For some reason, this was Rav Chiya's time. Rav Chiya says, Mitziv Akein LaYechol Mizbeach, Akein LaYechol B'nei Yisrael. So Rav Chisda held that you're allowed to be master. That was Rav Chisda's sign on Rav Huna. Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, Chilter l'Safua, and Rav Chisda said, no, the cloud is no Issa to and for the Mizbeah. I came to Yechub and his throat. But you're allowed to be master on the Mizbeah. So Rashi over here is saying, according to the first lesson of Rav Kotet, that Rav Chiya bar Yosef holds like Rav Chisda, that you're allowed to be master it, after the Pirit, because there's no Issa Bechlal of Jews, Alam is there. That's what Rashi says, and as the Sugya progresses, we'll see perhaps why Rashi said it like this. Let us go further. So this is the first lesson of Rav Papa. But Rabbi Yochanan means if one eats a gid of a neila, he's loika al tachila. If a gid was how before he came a neila. And Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef means you're allowed to be master gid al mizbeya, because he holds like Rabbi Chiya, there's no isa bechlau to be master a gid al mizbeya. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan may refer to. Ikad Amri, now there's a second lesson. Omar Rav Pope, the loik lidi. Tam lechaltoi, v'tam lehaloitoi. So what does Rav Pope say in the second lesson? What does he write? Lishnachinu, tam lechaltoi, tam lehaloitoi. Man da omar, ein noyeg bo'ile. Rav Chiya bar Yosef that said that a Jew is not noyeg bo'ile, lechaltoi koma. She'enoi metuve lechaltoi min hayera. That means you're not mechuyev to be matris the good min hayera, and you're allowed to be matris the mechuda. Uman da oma noye, and Rabbi Yochanan said, noye, la loise kama. da osel a loise des nei atmoi in pyrus min a yore. So the second loise of Rav Popa also was saying there's no machloike. Everyone agrees that b'mechubo you're allowed to be malice, and that's what Rav Chiya Bar Yosef is speaking about. And if it was pyrus, you're not allowed to. Dr. Rishai, so from the second lotion of Rav Popa, we see lahaloise means alone. That's the difference. Lachalsoi means you don't have to be mafrisit. You can be malid b'mechubah. Lahaloise means alone. So therefore Rashi held in the first lesson of Rav Popa, the translation doesn't change. Lahaloise means alone. So therefore Rashi said, so if Rav Chiya Bar Yosef holds this mutter lahaloise, you're allowed to be mafrisit alone, tal kochoch, that is dafka according to Rav Chisda. That Rav Chisda told you not to be mastered alone. That's how the Rishash says, Shas and Rashi. That was the Hechach of Rashi, the lotion of Lahaloika. So, because now we heard Rav Popa had said the two Mahalchim, but according to both Mahalchim, there's no Machloikas between Rav Chiya Bar Yosef and Rav Yosef. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Lahaloisai Pligi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, there is a machloikis, Lahaloisai Pligi, but let us not say this will say, Rashi a different will say, Lahaloisai Pligi. That was Rashi's will say, which is very good. The machloikis is, are you mechuyev to be chaylet the Jews? Are you mechuyev to be chaylet the Jews from the Yereh? Or can you be malet the mechuba? That's Rashi's use of lechalsa pligi. Are you mechuba to be chaylete? And Shad is like this. So according to Rav Yochanan, you mechuba to be chaylete. According to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, you can be malet the mechuba. Now let us see the lesson of Rashi. So let us see that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, we see clearly the Gilsa of Rashi is, where he mentions Lechautzoi Pligi, and this Gilsa is Moirad. The man the Omar Noye, Kesava Mitzvah Lechautzoi. There's a Mitzvah Lechautzoi, and that means that you cannot be malet b'mechuba. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef holds, you're not mechuyev to be chaylet, you can be malet b'mechuba. Now, ulelishne kama, now let us listen to Shmuel Rashi. I'd like to say over, I think this is how the Leib Aryeh learned Shas and Rashi. Rashi had a moiridike problem, and let's sympathize with Rashi to understand what the problem is. We had said till now, lahaloisai means alone. Lechalsai means, are you mechuyev to separate the git from the yerech, or you're not mechuyev to separate it? The Gemara is going to bring, the Nachman Bar Yitzchak is going to bring a machlokes Revi and the Chachamim. Are you permitted to be malet b'mechuba, or do you have to be chaylet? But no one holds that you could be, no one holds you could be malet alone. For the Rebbe, that Rebbe is maker, that's the b'mechuba, you can't be malet alone. So now, if the gilsa will be lahaloisai pligi, we just mentioned before, lahaloisai means alone. That's the second lesson of Rav Popa. We see like that. That Rav Popa says no machloikis. One holds lechalso yinam mechuyev to be chaylitzik. You can be malad and mechuba. And Rav Yochanan is saying lahaloisa, you can't be malad alone. So we see the type lahaloisa means to be malad alone. So how can the Gemara say now that there's a machloikis if you're permitted to be malad alone? And the whole machloikis is based on the machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim, and Rebbe and the Chachamim, you can't be malad alone. This is Rashi's problem. Da dachte ich mir, das ist halt der Leib Eisel und das Stück Schatten Rashi. Der Rashi sagt, und der Lischne Kamo, according to the first Lashon, the first Lashon of Rapope, I think it's missing like two words, Efter Ligreis La Leifati. According to the first Lashon of Rapope, so there, La Leifati could mean Bimachuda and Shalai Bimachuda. There's not Muchach what La Leifati means. Lishne kama, we left the legal la leite kliyim. Man di yama noye, kasova la leite bimachuba, nami yasra min hiyare, to the legal rabbi the rabbonu la kama, to the rabbi shori la leite bimachuba, to the muki la kama na libe the rabbi, to the call the mishra yida noshe bimachuba, la rabbonu an osra, the binyam in amuta li yisrael. So Rashi is saying, if you are going it, you can only be goyis according to the first lesson of Rapope, and there you could say la haloisa is kailo bain b'mechuba bain shalei b'mechuba. So the male is la haloisa can mean b'mechuba also, and that's how Rashi feels right. But according to the second lesson of Rapope, la haloisa means alone. So I can't say la haloisa gligi, because the Gemara is going to say that the machlokes is between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chiya Yosef, is machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbanim. And both of them hold you can't be malalo. Now the Gemara is going to bring the machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbanim. The Sanya we learned in a baraita. One baraita says the hikter hakoyin as hakel hamizbeich. The koyin is makta everything on the mizbeich. It says hakel, this is inclusive. The rabbi tachomis vagidim vakonayim vaklofay. That you makta everything. Yochel afilu pirshu. I would think that you master them afilu the pirshu min aboso. Amad loima vasuto iloitecha aboso vado. But the oila, you master the boso. You not master the kelnayim in that summit. Thus, when I see boso vedom, so you can only be master boso vedom, Yochel, Yachlos, Edom, Vatomis, Yala, Bosa, Lagabi, Mitzvah. So I would think you have to be Matris, Vatomis, and be Matra only the Bosa. Tamar Loina, the Hikar, Akoyin, as Hakil, Hamizbeiko, Matra, everything. So here we have a Sira in Tuxpati. One person says, you Matra, everything. And everything is inclusive. It means you also Matra, Vatomis. I have another person, Vatisa, Leitecha, Bosa, Vadom, that says you are only Maxim. With another passage that says you are only Maxim, the Boston and Dom and not that summer. So what do I do with these two pictures? Okay, sir. Michel Borin, Yalom. If we are some Samakube to the Boston, so together, the Mala Boston are coming. Pishu. But if they were separated, that Thomas were separated from the Boston, Hafilu b'reisha shem izbeach, Hafilu was brought up, b'reisha shem izbeach, Yezu. You have to take it off. There is no heter to be master atomic alone on the mizbeach, and that's when we learn after this process, b'reisha leisecha abosu v'adam. But this is a b'reisha without an end. You don't know who the mechaber of this b'reisha. The Gemara, Oman, Tane, the Shamit, like the Omar, Pirshu, Yehudu. Who is this Tane that holds that the minute you were Makhlis, that Thomas from the Boso, you are not permitted to be Makhlis, that Thomas? Rabbi, this is a Makhlis, Rabbi in the Chacham. The Sanya, we learned a Barait, another Barait. Rita, Koine, Sakil, Le Rabbi, Atomes, Badidim, Bakanayim, Batlofayim, Bafilu Pish. So here the Tana of this Baraita says clearly that Afilu Pishu, you are master the atomic. That's what this Tana holds. Homani, Mikayim, Vosita, Lisecha, Bosa, Badam, you're only master Bosa and not atomic. The point is that if you were master everything and they fell off the Mizbeah, before they became completely burnt. Then there's a din So we had mentioned yesterday, it could be the studinim, this one din of Haktore. The mitzvah of Haktore is tail of all the components of the oile, the basar, that tummy, everything. The mitzvah says to be makter everything. There's another din, if you were makter it, and then it fell off the mizbeah, now is there a chiyuv to return it to the mizbeah to become this akel? That is a din. Only Bosa and not a tummy. Okay, but Ikule Bosa at a marzo. Yat a marzo, Ikule Gidin Batom. Gidin Batom is a tell off the Mizbeach, you're not marzoed on the marzo. So they hear the Tanakama hold that there's a dinaktore and a tummy shepirsh. Rabbi Oimer. Rabbi says, Kosev Echad Oimer, the Hitler Akoyim et Akoyim, Libo. Mabe everything is very inclusive. The Kosev Echad Oimer, Vosisa Oiloi Secho, Aboso Vadom, Lies. You're only Makta, the Boso, not a Tome. Okay, that, Rabbi said, a different type. Mechuborim, Yalu. If it's Mechubor, then you're Male. We do atomic together with the Bosa. Pishu, Apollobaracious and his Bayer, yes. So here in the second Baraita we see clearly, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi and the Rabbonon, if you are Makhtir atomic that were Nifrash from the Bosa. Rabbi holds clearly, Pishu, you're not Makhtir, and I believe you brought him up in his Bayer as yes. The Tanakama holds that a Pilu Pishu says the Fahish, a Pilu Pishu, you also Makta of the Mizbeach. The Rabbonon. So now the Gemara asks, how did the Rabbonon know to Darshan from the Hikar HaKoyin HaSakil that it's going on Pishu? Maybe it's going on the Chubora, the way Rabbi says. How do you know to go to say Marba Pilu Pishu? You also master Gizim Batomis and the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, and this Cheshbin, this was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, this is how Rav Nachman by Yitzchak understood the machloikis between Rabbonon and Rebbe. Rabbonon mechuborim by Yitzchak is called the Rebuye, Midi. I don't need a pasuk to be marbe mechuborim. Midi v'haba aroisha shaloyva. The pasuk says you're master the roish. Now the roish is full of a comet. How you master the roish? So al kochach I see from this pasuk that mechuborim there's no problem whatsoever to be master a comet. So I don't need the hikter as a kail to be marbe mechuborim. A comet mechuborim. That I can learn out from Haktorah Sarai. So Al Kochach Vehita Akoina Sakil is coming to be Marba after Lepirshu. Yitzhak is called Lepirshu. I need the Pasuk Lepirshu. The Rabbi. According to Rabbi, Rabbi holds Pirshu, you're not Makter. You're the only Makter Mechuborim. So we have Akasha, the Lechayra, the Chachamim Arai. Chachamim Arai, you don't need a pasuk from Mechuborim, you can learn out from Reisha. The Rebbe, Mechuborim, the Teire, the Yitzchakro, the Rebuye. You're right. Mechuborim, the Teire, the Yitzchakro, the Rebuye. Yitzchakro, the Gidhanoshe, the Mechuborim. This pasuk, you're 100% right. Mechuborim, the Teire, the Tomei, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're master the Mechuborim, you can learn out from the Reisha. But this pasuk, the Hikter HaKoyel, is coming to tell us, and Afilu Agida Noshe, you also makter by Anoila b'mechuba. V'Rabbonim, from Emele, so this is how Rav Nachman by Yitzchak understood the Machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim, that the Rebbe held that HaKoyel is marbe, not atomic b'mechuba, that everyone knows it derives it from the Akhtarah Sarai. So the Akhtarah is coming to be Marbe, give him the Surah B'Mechubah, with the Noshe Zosah B'Mechubah.
the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon that say it is makta, it is malve, atomis that say there's a pirshu, why don't they say like Rabbi? Because they hold Mimashke Yisrael. The Pasuk says Mimashke Yisrael, Minamuta Yisrael, can only be makta on the Mizbeach, that which is muta Yisrael. So you can never be makta Ragida Nosha plus the Mechuba, it's not Mimashke Yisrael. The Al Kochoch, the Ribriat Avakil, is going on a summit to Tere Shepirsha. The Rebbe, and what does Rebbe do with Mashke Yisrael? He did a Havi Achel of the Dam. Rebbe holds that if the Etzim Kolbin is a Mutadike Kolbin, so even though if there are some components of the Kolbin which are not Mutali Yisrael, that doesn't go into the meat of Mimashki Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael means it shouldn't be a type of korban. But if the korban is kosher, I don't look at the chelke korban that each chelik has to be kosher. Baharaya, midi dahava chel of the dam. We're makta chel of the dam. Chel of the dam is not Mimashki Yisrael. The al-kochoch, the whole meat of Mimashki Yisrael means if the whole behemoth is not royal Yisrael. But if the chelki abahim is not royal Yisrael, there's no problem whatsoever. The Rabbonon mitzvotam v'kashtani, the Rabbonon say that no, that you can't learn out from chel of Adam. Chel of Adam, that's the Iker HaKrove. So there you're right, the Torah was matter of the chelki akom, which are not mimashke Yisrael. But all other chalokim, like the Yidanoshe, that we zikha were not matter, because the felt in Mashke Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi Akel Ribuye. Akel is a Rib. Rashi and a Medala. Apilu Pirshu min Habosa Hanas Yidus. That's the Rabbona. Begidam Amatom Koma Dum Yudat Tomit. Uman Shamet Vaitloima Vahach Mas Nisa. The first Parais Alam Dibre Hakalim. Rabbi. That holds, in the first parasha, it says clearly, you cannot be master by Pirshu. Ligi Rabbonu Leich V'Sanye. Mitzvotayu Shemino. Now, from this machloike, if you could be master Atome Shepirshu, we can derive that there's a machloike, if you can be master Gidanoshe B'Mechuba. Mitzvotayu Shemino. L'Rabbi Gidanoshe Muta. Rabbona Nosek in the Mephorish Mosul. Mani Mikai Mabosu Matam V'loi Gidim V'poikim Yalu that is the Chaloch to Yidim is Be'ah. Midi Dahavis or the Rabbona Tainis the Rebbe, you can't say that Kirl is Marbe Mechuborim Atom is the Teire Gidim the Teire Mechuborim I come in the Tad Arosh Yishaloylo the Tavshet Rebbeinu Sholim to the Tudet Arosh Rei Atom is Arbe Yeh. So, Mimashke Yisrael, Mikro B'Sefer Yecheskel, Ve'echod Min Atoy Min Amotoyin, Mimashke Yisrael. Le'inyan Korbonis Miskeyim Tzi, this Pasuk is speaking about Korbonis, Rafashin Alei B'Psoch B'Perek Eilo Oivrim Min Hamuta Yisrael. Can only be makrif something on the Mizbech Min Hamuta Yisrael, but you don't know Shaloi, that's what the Chomim are. Chirobi Kro, Pirshu de Teire. So the Chomim holds that the Pasuk was only Marba, Pirshu de Teire, Rabbi. The Loimechu Borim de Yisura. That's the score of the Chachomim. And the Rabbi says, no, you could be Makter, Apilu, Isser, also on the Mizbeach, Midi Dava Chela Vedom, Basurim Lechu, the Kreim Legvoye, the Chiksi, Min Amuta Li Yisrael, the Mutter Treife, Avo Min HaKosher, the Rishashu Geiris, mean without a yud, I will mean hakosher, korav kulit, but from hakosher behem, it can be makrib the whole thing. That's the machloikis. Rabbi and the Rabbonon of the Mashke Yisrael is going that the whole behem is to be a kosher behem, but it's irrelevant if there's a chelik of the behem that's not kosher. And the Rabbonon holds that no, whatever chelik your makrib has to be kosher to Yisrael. And Chayla V'Dam is different mitzvosim b'kach. Chayla V'Dam hu Iker HaKol. There is an exception. But you cannot learn out from Chayla V'Dam to Agid HaNosha that's Mechuba to the Yevon. Zot the Gemara Vayter, Let us see a little further the Gemara. Amar Avuna Gidanoshe Shal Oilo Chilkoi Letapuach. Avuna says, we have an Oilo, we bring up the Yerech to the Mizbeach. And while you are on the Mizbeach, you separate the Gidanoshe from the Yerech, and you throw it into the Tapuach. The Tapuach was a tremendous pile of ashes, so you threw this in the Tapuach. Amar Avchit, but you don't burn it. Don't burn it. Chilkoi. Amar Avchizdei Mori Dichi. You can say such a shmur, but you can't be mocked to the Git. Mitziv Akein Vayoichel Mizbeach, Akein Vayoichel B'nei Yisroel. Because there's only a Yisroel Achilam B'nei Yisroel. Ravune, Zichet is a Nisan Yisroel. But Mimashki Yisroel. But you put out the Mizbeach, it's only Mimashki Yisroel. Minamut of Yisroel. And so therefore Rav Huna holds, Afilu b'merchu b'retosa, chelkoi. Rav Huna paskens like the Chachamim. Rav Huna paskens like the Chachamim. Meisvei git anoshe shol shlomim mechabde la'ava. We learned that if a person is a git anoshe shol shlomim, with the yerech, shaking the yerech hanechal, so there, when you're eating it, so you cut out the gid and you put it into the amor that was going through Bazoret, and you throw it, and it'll get taken out from the amor that was in Bazoret. Bishel oilo, what is, you have a gid anosha from oilo, maleyu, you bring it up to the mizbeah. My love, maleyu umaktiroi, so it seems claw like a chizbe. Gid anosha, yumale, umaktiroi, araya, tera chizbe. Right, Rav Chizbe. So Rav Huna said, no, loy maleyu v'cheltoi. No, no, means you bring it up on the Mizbeah, and when you're on the Mizbeah, then you separate it from the Yerech, and you throw it in the Tapuah. So the Gemara says, ma'ache she'cheltoi, if l'maisi not going to be mastered, loma maleyu, so why do you have to bring it up a chlal to the Mizbeah? So the Gemara answers, yishim shenema, kriveyu no l'techosecha. Would you be mastered this to a tzah? That means that you're going to be take a yerech and you're going to remove the git before you mal it on the mizbeach. So this yerech is a cut up yerech; it's not the kodesh. So therefore, you bring it on the mizbeach. Bishleimis, but that's not a kodesh because now before the haktorah. So now you go and you separate it from the yerech. Tanya kevotei deramune gidanoshe shel shlomim. With, you're eating a yerech of shlomim mechatzel l'amo, so you go and put it into the amo, and it's going to get taken out of the Zohar. B'shaloi lo, cheltoi l'tapua, clearly, like Rav Huna has said. Zot Rashi, cheltoi l'tapua, cheltoi min hayerech, you separate the gidanosh from the yerech, mashlichei l'tapua. But Tapuach Sobu Ha'Ether, this was a pile of ashes, Shebemsa Mizbeach, it was in the middle of the Mizbeach, Shoyugurfen Ha'Ether Tomi, they used to go and shovel away the ashes, the Tzayvrim Shom, and they made a big pile. Shurova, and when there was a lot of ashes, Meitzin Oisei Luchutz, and they took it off the Mizbeach. Vunikra Tapuach, and this big pile of ashes is called Tapuach, Kiloka Tapuach, Kilokamon Bishmai. Mori Dichi, Rav Chizbe said to Rav Huna, Baal Shmuazu, right, I think Dichi means Shmuazu, Mori Dichi, Baal Shmuazu, I think you should say, Havein Devorech, you should understand what you're saying. Vachinema, Layoichal Hamizbeach, does it say then Layoichal Hamizbeach? Does Layoichal Hamizbeach say, so what's the problem to be marked on Gidanosh? Shlomim Shayera, so there we learned about Isa. Shlomim Shayera Nechal Chayle Tagid, Machad de Loma Shebezore. In a mitzvah lesser, if you don't have to burn the Gid, Bishum Noisa, the Chiksiv Sreipa, the Noisa, but the Baruya Lachiloksiv, can receive Yeochil, Panoisa Yisorek. Yoichal v'neisa yisorek. But so me mele, so there's no din tzreika by a gif, because there's no mitzvah sachila. So what you do with it, you just throw it into the Ammon, it gets out, it flows out of the Yisorek. V'koshali, so Rashi is the kashem, Yerech shel shlomim lomo nechtach ba'azorek. So Rashi is ksamoyer de kekashe. When they were eating a shlomim, they didn't eat it in the azorek. Here it seems we have what you do with the git, you put it into the amok. Man, who's eating in the azorek? The azorek wasn't the restaurant. Bishloime the koche kochem, you have to eat in the azorek. Aber kochim kalim, shlomim is kochim kalim, nacholim b'cholayil. So Rashi hears on this two terutzim. V'nire b'einai v'chatas v'oshem gashina. Not shlomim, chatas v'oshem. Chatas v'oshem is kochim kochim, that's nacholim in the Azorim. And so what do you do with the gid? So you put the gid in the omer. Shein nacholim bazore, inami mishum chazei v'shoik shel kahane. Maybe speaking about shlomim take, the chazei v'shoik was given to the kahane, v'agid besoichoi. The gid was in the chazei v'shoik. The shoik, the gid was in the shoik. Now, so kan shoy laben, good, he gave them the shoik, but the shoik is weiter kochim kalim, nacholim v'chol ha'ir. So maybe so we have the same problem. So how... Why are these shlomim being eaten in the Azorek? V'reiv achiloson v'diroson ba'azorek v'lishkaiseyem sh'shom ayu yishenim no ketna mishlom. So Rashi says, since reiv of their achile was in the Azorek, they were in the Azorek, so memele chapton, that's true, you could go out of the Azorek and eat the shoik. But they were eating everything in the Azorah, so that's why he says, when he speaks about the Achila of the Shoik, the Yechilat Tagid, and put it in the Amah, because Reiv Achiloson was Bazorah. The Yaivet does not like this at all. The Yaivet says, Samir the Kakash. What's that Reiv Achiloson, Bazorah, please? The Maise, there were Chofbez Mishmores. In each Mishmor, there were 7 Botayovis. Now, one day, in 22 weeks, one base of was in Fakel, the Kotche Kotchim, they ate. That was their day. But we're talking about Chazei v'Shoik of that was given to the Kahanim. This was given back to those Kahanim. I mean, Chazei v'Shoik was given to Kahanim. Amuramem, Kayetzebem, Shimon Nechol, Nisheim, Lavneim. The Nishayim were also in the Azorah. The Chazei v'Shoik was given to Kahanim, to Tamat Neskuna, that's Nacholim b'chol ha'ir. Asher says, they're eating in the Azorah. There was one base off was eating in the Azorah, the Kotche Kotchim of that day. I mean, they didn't avoid it that day. So, but that's why it's very schwer, this Gilsa. Ma'aleyu, zikra shivaita ima yerech, kemoishi ishleim, avach, kachutza, bereisha mizbeach, shignayu lahovi yerech, muforasa mizbeach, mishma kebeyu nohol, lefecho secho. Let us just see the 2 tesis in. The tesis of Tzadik HaMadala, pirshu, yerdu, rabbi, disanyu. So, be'emesin, the second, the Gemara brought the first bereise, that says, it's a bereise without a name. Here the Baraisa says that Gidim Batzomis Shal Heter can only be Makta B'Mechuber, not B'Tolush. And that's the first Baraisa. And then we have the second Baraisa. The second Baraisa, here it says Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachomim. And the Chachomim say you're Makta Filo Pirshu, and Rebbe says you're not Makta Pirshu. So, the second baraisa is hanegei alono. The first baraisa is a baraisa onanomen. The bechlal is not being moisif anything. So why do you have to bring the first baraisa? Same. Amai maisiach baraisa kamaisa. The ik is the second baraisa we see. The Rebbe learns that from the posik that mechuber is mutter and the chamisai kulein ha mechuber from the Torah Saroish and he says, no, it's going to be mechuber pagit. V'nire, dila bereise kemeise, wouldn't be the first bereise. Ha'mumatzinu l'meime, I would say in ganzen differently. The Rabbonin sovri, shiyesh l'rabbis, kol ma shenucha l'rabbis. But emesin, it says in the posik, v'hikta ha'koinas ha'kul. Ha'kul is more than conclusive. And you shift even map everything. V'afilu pirshu l'isure. V'afilu pirshu l'isure. It's map everything. Less lalamute, alapoikim greater, shusai falo. That's, I would say, if we don't say the second baraisa, it's very part of the second baraisa. The second baraisa says the chomim say pirshu. What kind of pirshu we're being marbe doesn't say. Could be a filopirshu di surah. Because they hold big two akil is marbe everything. And the miut, abos of adom is speaking about poikim. The Rebbe Sova, Dribuya Omiyut Islam Lukmi Bitchilas Allah. That the Miyut is speaking about Chilas Allah, not by Poikim. Beloy, the Mayat Kemoikain Eladovarech will also be Marba everything. Dainu Pirshu di Isura. So will only be Mamayat Pirshu di Isura. Avu Mukhoborim di Isura, U Pirshu de Teira Yal. That means if I would have the second Baraisa, I would not say pshat, the way the emes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said pshat. I would say punfaker. The machloikis is b'mechuba. Everyone holds you allowed to be makter. And gita noshe betolush is a machloikis achamim in Rebbe. That I would say. Mahochi ma'ise b'raise kamaise de gidim de teire namik shepirshu yerdo. Dum yedatzom is de teire. Because according to the Chachamim, Pirshu, the Teire, Yemakte, Alma, Loi Marbe, Rebbe, Kol Mashe, Yochel, Arbet. Tukinami, Miet, Be Pirshu, the Teire. So you see that the Akoil is not so inclusive. So, Achinami, Le Rabbon, Loi Marbe, Kol Mashe, Yochel, Arbet, Alma, Miet, in the Surah, Filo, Be Mechuborim. So we had to bring the first baraisa to teach us that we're not malba everything. Pakert, we, the ribri gufa, we're only malba certain things. Shal shlomi mechabde la amapesh bekumfrit agasin en chattas boshe, mishum de shlom nechol mechalir. Umat hivay bazore, benire mishum de shoik, bechaze niten le kahanim, sheshom gidanoshe, the Gidanosh is in the Shoik, Shashoiku beregel v'loi biyad. The Shoik is in the back, not in the front. And the Shoik in the back already you have there the Gidanosh. It's not like Kama Bazoi. They may regil him lechom at Nesayim Bazore. Like this, like Hashi Sekamach Nami, Bishlomim Shal Kahanim. They were the Bailim of the Shlomim. Shekol Kotshayim, hoi regil him lechom Bazore. They're Kotshim, they ate in Bazore. Fine. Let us go further in the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah in Tomit. Tapua choyo be'emtza ha-mizbeach. There was a tapuach, a tremendous pile of ashes in the middle of the mizbeach. Po'omim hoyo olov kishloish meyois kul. And sometimes there was ashes Kishloish Meya is cool. Now, if you want to know what this is, Shloish Meya is cool. So in gallons, it's matters if you hold like the Chazaynish, it's either 19,355 gallons, which is a smaller share, or 34,346 gallons, which is a bigger share. So here we're talking about a gallons of ashes, 35,000 gallons of ashes. So Memela, which is a tremendous share. And it says that this tapuach, that's what it says in the Mishnah in Tomid, that the tapuach was pomim hoya olav kishloish meyesku. Oma rove guzne. That what it says in the Mishnah, you have to take with a grain of salt. The Tana only means to tell us that there used to be a tremendous pile of ashes. But don't take it literally that to attack at 300 gul, that everybody was a little overboard. זאת נגמרה ביתר, הישקו את התומד בקויש של זוב. They used to be mashked at the Kolben Tomid, I mean the Behema, before they shechted it, they wanted to make it easier to be mafshed the oil from the Boso. So the Behema drank water before the Shrita, so that made it easy to be mafshed the oil from the Boso. So it says, Hishku es atomid bekoish shel zov. They were mashked the Tomid bekoish shel zov, which is a little mechudish dik, that means we're giving a behemah to drink, good, it's a tomid, we're going to shecht it, but bekoish shel zov, that's already a little mechudish dik, omar rove guzme. It's a guzme, it wasn't zov, it was mechoshis, it was a very shiny mechoshis, it wasn't zov. Omar rabbi yamet, so here rove said, we have two mishnayis, you have to learn them with a grain of salt. You shouldn't take it kipshuta. Yeah. Omar Rab Ami Dibra Teure Loshen Avoy. That the Teure said something, spoke like a hedyet. That means it wasn't Medayik Bilshoy. Dibru Neviim Loshen Avoy. Dibru Chachomim Loshen Avoy. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Dibru Chachomim Loshen Avoy Adamorim. We brought down these Mishnayis. The tapuach was kishloish meyes kur hishkos atomid b'koish alzov. It's not exactly the way that is. It never was so big, and it wasn't b'koish alzov. That's divrei chachomim. Divra teira loshen avoi. It says in the pasuk orim gedoleis b'tzureis b'shamayim that they went till the shamayim. They didn't go till the shamayim. Good, it was b'tzureis. It was tall walls. They were, but not Hashemayim. Dibru Nevi'im Loshen Havoi, Vatiboka Ha'oretz L'Koylam, that the earth trembled and shook. L'Koylam, from the Koyl, the earth didn't tremble. There was a big Koyl over there, but it didn't tremble. Fine, let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Kishloish Meyes Kur Deshen. The 300 kur of ashes. Kol tzavo godo, every large pile, shemisalkan loy minat stodim, you salakun the stodim, and you bring it together to make a pile, kori tefuach, v'chein gabi yeke v'meseches avaydezore, also says there tefuach, dorchim imoibet kechovim begas, דוירך ותגוי בגס, דמוקי מדריך, ואף על גב שנויטו ביודוי, ונויסן לתפוח, from the gas, he takes the anovim from the gas and puts it into this big pile, the tapuah. It's not a problem of yayin nesach, because Kolzman, it wasn't yoyin lebeir, it doesn't have a shame yayin. Guzma, milse ba'alme, it's an expression, the lav davke, but don't take it literally. The moilam le gil is loish mei school. Hishku es atomic. Sheboin le shoichtoi. Mashken oisoi. Vunoich lahavshit. It's easy to separate the oil from the bosa. Guzme. Tlav koishozov davke. It wasn't a koishozov. Loshen avoy. Loshen. Hedyet. It's a loshen the way hedyet speaks. Shenim midagdik bidvorov. He's not medagdek bedvorav, or moitzi bepiv dovor she'enoi. He says something which is, according to the letter of the law, is not true. Loishi is kavan l'sheker, alo loidoki. He's not medayek, exaggerating a little bit, but it's not loshen avoy b'shemayim, alma loidok. V'chein v'atiboka ha'oretz, v'adoniyo, the nireh mikol ha'moyim, the sound was so deafening, kilo inifkas, like the earth trembled. The Ben Yehuda says something very interesting, but what's that kipshat? Dibra Teira, Divrei Nevi'im, Divrei Chachomim, Beloshen Avoy, I mean, what is that kipshat? So he says something very interesting. He says as follows. We have to understand in Teira, this pardes, pshat, lemez, drush, soy. So he says, in the chelik of soid, in the chelik of
Emes and Drush, in this chelik, these words had to be said. It had to be said like this. Forget is a besondere kabbalah. In pshat, it's an exaggeration. That what the Chazal tell us, that means, don't take the pshat kipshutoy. The pshat is like a moshul. That means it says, shalosh meis kur. It doesn't mean really there was shalosh meis kur. It means there was a lot of deshin there, not shalosh meis. The pshat is a moshul and not, don't take it literally. But why the Torah spoke like this, the reason the Torah spoke like this was because there was an... Why the Torah spoke like this is because there was a necessity, because of the Remes Rush inside, to speak in this oifen. So that's why it was written in this oifen. That's what the Ben Yoda says. Zakhti Gemara Vaita. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni Omar Shmu, Bishloishem Mekoymais Divro Chachomim Loshen Avoy. In three places the Chachomim said a Loshen, which you have to take with a grain of salt. That means it's not, don't take it literally. In the three places. What's the three places? Elohim Tapuach. Tapuach, that's what we just heard already. Gefen Uparoiches. Tapuach Hoda Amor. The book we said, it said there was 300 kur, it wasn't so much. Gefen Disnan. Gefen shall zov hoiso eimedes al pischoi shall hechel. By the Pesach of the Hechel, they had made a vine out of gold. It's a beautiful vine. Umutlo al gabe klunosais, and it was resting on poles. A person who wanted to be menadev gold to the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't give Stamazay gold, so he went to a goldsmith, and he made something like in the form of a grape, or he made it like a cluster of grapes, and he brought this to the Beis HaMikdash, and he gave it to the Kohen, and the Kohen put it onto this vine that was hanging over the Pesach Shel Eichel, and a person came in, and this, you saw it was Gvaldik Yoifi, Kvoid Amigdosh, you see this golden vine with all this, these golden clusters. So in the meantime, Kozman, they didn't need the gold was used for the Tzolchei Amigdosh, when they needed gold. So the Kozman, they didn't need the gold. It was put up in this vine. It fit into the vine, grape, a vine, a cluster. B'taylebo. Omar Rabbi Loza v'Rab Tzodik, Maisa Hoyo, there was once a Maisa, there was so much gold on this vine, v'nimnu oleo shloish meyes kahanim lefanoisa. That means they needed 300 kahanim to take off all this gold that was added out to this vine. There was so much gold there. So this is also a divrei havoy. It never occurred that there's so much gold was put on and it wasn't taken off before. It's never occurred. There was a lot of gold there, but 300, that you need 300 kahanim to take off such a huge amount of golden grapes and clusters, that's a guzman. Paroiches, also, and by here, also it's a guzman. This nan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Oyma Mishim Rabbi Shimon Azdan. The paroiches, and we'll see in Rashi, let's just know what we're speaking about. There were two paroiches, and Rashi is two the shayne. Either we're speaking about by the Pesach of the Ulam, where there was an opening, and this opening was 40 amas tall and 20 amas wide, and there was a pareches there letnius, that you shouldn't see what's happening in the Ulam. The Ulam was not for public vision to see what's doing there. There's a pareches there. Or the second shot, Rashi, is this is the pareches from the Kodesh Kadosh. Pareches, oiv yoi tefach. The thickness of the parochus was a tepach, was 4 inches thick. Va'al shivim ushnayim nirim nereges. Chazan the Teferis Yisrael in Mishnayis, it seems that there was a loom with 72 botei nirim. That means so there was 72 places for the chutei ha-shesi to fit in. And the etzem parochus was made from a lot of looms, but each loom had 72 botei nirim. Va'al kol nima v'nima esrim va'abo chutim. Each chut was made up of 4 meaning, and each mean was kafu shisha. So each chut was 24 chutim. Now olko aboim ba'amo. The length of the parochus was 40 amos. The rochbo esrim ba'amo. The width was 20 amos. Let's just learn umishmainim ushtei riboy. So there were 820,000 chutim maaseh ushtayim oisim bashone. Very interesting. They made 2 parochus in a year. Every year they made 2 parochus, and one of them, of course, say, talking about the parochus of the Kodesh Kodoshim, you have to understand that there used to be maktik teiris every day in the Heichel. Smoke coming out from the Ketores, so the Ketores somehow that took away a little from the beauty of the Ketores. So twice a year they changed the Ketores, the Kodesh Kadoshim. Ushloish meyes kahanim matvilan oisa. Now, when this Ketores became Tomei, so you needed 300 kahanim to table it. So the Gemara says, I would have needed 300 kahanim to travel it, but Guzman didn't need 300 kahanim. That's what the Gemara said. The Anav Yosef brings down a Mir de Kigoyim. The Goyim says as follows. The Goyim says that we hear the Paroiches was the, let's speak about the perimeter of the Paroiches. The perimeter of the Paroiches was 40 plus 40 plus 20 plus 20. That was the perimeter of the Paroiches. In the Mele, we have 120. It was 120 amos. Now, there are 5 tvochim by the Beit HaMikdash. They used an amma of 5 tvochim. So there's 5 tvochim in an amma. So if you have 120 amos, times 5 is 600. Not 600. So he says, when they wanted it, to table the parochus, but the schus to be table the parochus. So 300 kahanim wanted to be table it. Now you have 600 tvachim. You have 600 tvachim. Each kohen held it with 2 hands. So you have 2 tvachim. So 2 times 300 is 600. So it's good. It's gewaldig. So you have 300 kahanim toiling it. What's the guzmer? So the Goyim says the guzmer was by the kronik. That means like this. If a kohen was holding it over here, by this corner, another kohen couldn't hold it over here. Because the other kohen is holding it, so he had to hold it over here. So the mele, you couldn't have 300 kahanim because of the kronik, so there was less than 300 kahanim. That's what the Gemara calls a guzmer. At 300, was a little less than 300. That's what the Goyim said. Okay, let us see the Rashi. The Rashi. Geffen, k'min geffen ho yosui, shekeiren chayla shemudela shemudla ala klunosoi. Klunosoi, I mean, this was a vine that was spread over these posts. Sholish meis kahanim guzmer.
Nieren, these are the Bote Nieren that the Chute Yashasi went into. Chav Zalot Chute Mikhoi Yavin Mitzach Hashem Ebrek Bola Kehidolo Shechut HaKofel Esrim Rabo. Each Chut was 24, was made up of 24 Chute, twined together. Olka Mem L'Chobo Esrim Olka, the length of the Parashas L'Goy Reishol Pesach Ula. That covered the height of the opening of the ulam. Ulechavo, in the width, rachbay, shepesach ulam, gavay mem, rachbay chav. Pareches perusa, there was a pareches there, negdoy litnis baum, kach shamati, so talking about that pareches. Velinirish, a pareches, advir kain midosai, the pareches that was right before the Kaddish Kadoshim, that was also the same shit. Rochbei l'rochbei shal Eichel, shulchavam. That was the Reichem of the Eichel. The Eichel, without any mechita, the Eichel went into the Kaddish Kadoshim. The Gavoy l'gavoy min aliyah v'ad ritzvah, which was 40 yamim. U'mishmoyne m'shtayim ribu y'chutim. These were the amount of the chutim. Rishna Chine Rivoy. There were 82 Na'orais or Iskimba. Those who participated in making the Parashas, so they were 82 Na'orais. And Pharisees said they were Na'orais. Shleigiyas Manam Lirais Tamides, they were Tahirais. And they were chosen to make the Parashas. Shloish meis kanim at vila moisa, kshinit meis, and the losh na boi, kule boi, kule hai, is only 300. Zogt toisves. The toisves, bishloishe mekoi meis, divru chachomim losh na boi, aval hi de tomik, so vdeng za boi, kim fosh meseches tomik, bishum shen anis, bemoki mashiris, etake used a golden kois to be mashke de behemet. Shloish meyais kahanim matvilin oisa. Ve'im taima. Tataisvis asks Amura de Kekash. The Omar soy perikama de beyin. Mi neima omru viloin tome. There's a Mishnah that says that if you have a curtain that is separating one place to another place, it's mekabel tome. So the mother says, so why is it telling, why is it mekabel tume? It's like a wall. You need a keli that's mishamshay odom. A person uses, that's mekabel tume. A curtain that's used as a separation is not mekabel tume. So this is, name ma'omru vilain tome, neisha shamish mishamin kinegdex. Mother says, you know, there was like a guard in front of this curtain, and when it was a little cold, they wanted to warm up his hands, so you used to put his hands in the curtain, and that was the shimush of the curtain, and that was and that's why it's mekabel tumah. It was aimed for that, the shamash had the shush, and it was aimed for that. So that's what it had, the Torah's keli, it had this use, wasn't only used as a partition, it was also used, but the shamash who was there used to warm his hands. That's why it's mekabel tumah. Like Toisves, if that's the sole reason why a partition in the Kabbal Tumah, so like Toisves, Bahai Pareches, like Lameches, she is Chamam Ukenegzai, the Pareches, the Prat, the Pareches was Mabu in the Kaddish, and Kaddish was Hedish, the Osir Lahonis Mimeno, so Memela, so it's not Mekabbal Tumah, Vahim, Vahim Adbila Noisai. The lack of the maima, you can't say the kibin shenel gohoyamat bilanoise, that wasn't mekabotum. But after they wove it, they were matfulis, al tares hakoidish, kidama pekhaima bekoidish, the kalem had the gmorim betare, after they made a keli and was toil, frichin tvila lekoidish, they were toiled it now, the ship should be toil lekoidish. The Hossam, Lemayri, Ela Bekalim, HaMekablam Tumah. They were talking about there's a Kalim that theoretically is Mekabal Tumah. Is the Mishum Chaymar HaKadosh, Ichmiru Lat Bilon, Kalim Nismu. Avon Pareich is the Lai Mekabal Tumah, Lai. Ba'oi, the Mesech Eshkolim, Beper Kolareike, Mashme Behedye, the Pareich is Mekabal Tumah. Not that it was a Tvila, Stamazoy, Al Chaymar HaKadosh,
Tak im kabel tume, des nan poreche she nit ma ba ova tume, apila noise be chutz, then they were mapulet in the chutz, chutz in the Beis HaMikdosh. Nit ma be vlada tume, apila noise be smin, so basically they really became tume. So Tosis has a tremendous problem, how did the poreches become tume? And for Tosis, Yishloima, the mekabel tume, latishu oil, to the oma be pekama de suke, the sakoisa al ha'orim, the kayif lay mechech mechef ilave the oil. So Taisva says that the reason so Taisva is two things. Number one, Taisva says that the poroiches that was mavdol between the heichel and the kodesh kadoshim was bent in. The poroiches was not a straight curtain; it was bent in over the oil. So memele it had a shame v'sakoisa al ha'orim. So it had a shame oil. An oil is exactly the cause of his mekabel to his mate. Me was mekabel to his mate. So my mate, even though it's not a beggar, an oil is mekabel to my visa, al oil, al a kelim. A mate is metame an oil. That's what it says in the post. So Taisvi says, so even though it's not a cliche mush, but it's mekabel to me. Taisvi and Mesechtis Bey, there's a big problem over here. Good. Taisvi took care of Tumas mate. But this vlada tume, what it says in Shkolim, that you don't have a vlada tume of tumas meis. The only way you have a vlada tume is a tume of the rabbonim from a mashkin. And the Tosfos be'emeson, the tzlach and bay is mavaya Tosfos did not like this terem. Anyway, but this is one terem. Mi yesh shkolim, the garsi per kama de bay, mi name a vilan osa, not mi name a vilan mekabo tume. Why is a vilan osa to make out of shatnes? That's shatnes b'ray. So then it would seem there's no problem whatsoever by a vilain is mekabel tumme. You don't need the shamish mischamim boik als kabbalah tumme. For some reason it's mekabel tumme without that. The plas doesn't bay, it's not a double kavua, so it's name of Teres Mechitze. It seems it does have a Teres Kaili. So the whole Gemara Bay is speaking about you're not allowed to make it out of shatnez because maybe the shamish might warm his hands in him. So then we have no problem whatsoever.